Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I met a man on the street outside my church one day. He had just been laid off from his sales job. Larry was a constantly upbeat young man and was confident he would have a new job within a few days. That didn't materialize, and he quickly found his meager savings drained. I tried to connect him to some of the services available to him, but he kept saying he'd be back on his feet soon and he would survive a few nights outdoors. Not long after that, I ran across him standing on a corner holding a cardboard sign with the words, "Anything helps," scribbled on it. "I'm just raising funds for some new clothes," he told me. I offered him free access to the Salvation Army's clothing closet, which is set up to help people who can't afford new clothes. He just smiled and said he was earning his own way right now, so no thanks. He also confided that he planned to keep going until he had enough change to get a room, just for a night or two. Just enough to stay out of the cold for a bit. I reminded him there were resources to help him get a place permanently, but he waved me off with his usual smile, saying that he had it all under control. I never did see new clothes on him, but I did see Larry regularly after that. "I'm working," he'd tell me as he stood with a cup and his sign of the day. The message changed, sometimes saying he needed work, sometimes food, and sometimes the not really funny message, "I won't lie, it's for beer." But he always ended with these two words, "Anything helps." Larry was less than 30 when I met him, clean cut, clean shaven, and clean and sober. But life on the street is hard and dangerous. One night he was awakened by a man stabbing a knife into his chest. For a week, Larry slept indoors as a guest at the local hospital. I reminded him again and again that there are resources to help him be fed, clothed, and housed, and that using them would help him get back on his feet. "Oh, don't worry, Roger," he would say with that big smile of his. "I've got this." Back on the street, and now suffering regular pain from his injury, he began to self-medicate beyond the occasional beer. The small supply of pain meds given to him by the hospital ran out quickly, and Larry started to buy more on the street. The money going into his cup never went towards nights indoors anymore. He'd always kept up his appearance, but he no longer had regular access to showers, and he seemed to stop visiting the laundromat except to dry out the sleeping bag. This wasn't an overnight process. It stretched out over a year. There were two consistent threads that ran through the whole thing, though. One was that there were and are community resources available for everything my friend needed. The second was that he continued to turn them down in favor of those two words on his sign, "Anything helps." None of the money people gave him ever did anything to help Larry. As long as he thought he could get by, he never did anything to get out. Christmas is a time of giving, but let me encourage you to give wisely. A dollar given to help someone sustain their poverty never helps them, but that same dollar in the hands of an agency that can teach them to overcome their poverty can change a life. This is Lieutenant Roger McCourt with the Salvation Army for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.